Now it's time to go to the weather. It's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall.
And we put a new computer in, monitor, and it's got I thought I had it set up for Skype, but I don't. So I've got to reset it up now.
Okay.
It's just the way the world is, Pat.
It's the way the world is. Well, if anybody caught any of the video from Michael, they had seen firsthand what a Cat 4 hurricane looks like.
Looks like a bomb hit.
It was ridiculous. You know, I think I was watching ABC. It looked like you were in a car wash when you go to a car wash.
Except you don't see trees and roofs flying by in a car wash.
Yeah, exactly. again, the Hurricane Center did a very, very good job with it. There's no doubt about it. Right now, it is pretty close to Augusta, Georgia, moving into South Carolina as a tropical storm. It'll move off the Delaware coast tomorrow morning, out into the Atlantic, travel across the Atlantic, and probably hit Spain in about a week, believe it or not. For us, we will have clouds with showers and a thunderstorm. A flood watch is in effect, mid-70s. Showers will end tonight, overnight, mid-50s. Clearing and windy, mid-60s Friday. Clouds and a couple of showers Saturday morning, some sun in the afternoon, and brisk only in the mid-50s. And your Sunday should be sunny with highs right around 60 degrees, Marshall. So a cool, cool weekend.
All right, so now the Giants in Philadelphia are playing in the Meadowlands tonight. Our game time is going to be around 8 o'clock.
It's going to be what?
How much rain are they expecting down there?
Everybody's basically under the same kind of umbrella, so to speak. Everybody's expecting 1 to 2 inches of rain.
Well, that should be a lot of fun. Is it going to be windy?
No.
Okay, so it's just rain.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 2 inches of rain on AstroTurf. Oh, that game's going to be fun to watch.
Are they going to play it, or do you think they'll
cancel it? Oh, sure. The only way they take football players off the field is if there's thunderstorms.
Oh, okay.
Are there going to be thunderstorms?
There will be thunderstorms.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. That's the only way they take them off the field.
Well, I am glad that I have absolutely no responsibility when it comes to football.
Yeah,
because we don't do any football teams. I guess the way they look at it from the standpoint that why would we hire a weather service when chances are we play in any kind of weather?
They play in any kind of weather, and if what happens in football, if there's any lightning in the area,
right,
then they pull everybody off the field until that storm goes by, and then they send them back out. They don't cancel the game. They send them back out after the thunderstorm goes by.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, so that's why they do it. Other sports they cancel. Not in football, because they're rough and tough men.
I don't know how much to believe of the American model, the GFS, especially when it's long range.
Wait, before you get to that, I was watching TV yesterday afternoon, and I heard people from the weather channel. I heard people on CNN. I heard people on MSNBC. All meteorologists saying they were surprised about this. Pat, if you remember back almost 8 days ago, you mentioned the fact that you thought it was going to be a pretty big hurricane.
Well, what I was telling everybody is that I thought Kirk. I said, Don't let your guard down. I thought Kirk, even though it weakened to nothing but a depression when it was going south of Haiti, I said when that area gets into the Gulf of Mexico, it's so warm there, it's going to rapidly develop. Huh. And it did. It did. But, you know, I guess people, you know, a lot of meteorologists, they really do go by what the models say. And that's why I prefaced this by saying, I don't know how much to believe this, but the American GFS model for Monday, October 22nd, okay, not this coming Monday, the following Monday, explodes a nor'easter near Boston. And guess what?
What?
It gives us snow.
A lot of snow?
I'm just looking at this for the first time. I don't think it would be a lot, but a lot of wind. I mean, if this model is right, a lot of wind and snow, it's all in the backlash, and that will come on Monday. I'm not going to say that it can't happen, because it could at this time of the year. But everything has to be right, because if the storm is a Sunday night to Monday, it could happen. If a storm is a Monday afternoon into Monday night, it's gonna be real hot, because the sun is still up
Well,
there, it's still warm, you
Pat,
know, yeah, that kind of thing.
let me take you back about October. Oh, I want to say I was still doing Hoosie football, so maybe it was 10 years ago when we had the October storm that gave us over 40 inches of snow, and we didn't have another big snowstorm the rest of the year, the rest of the winter, but we had a huge snowstorm. Do you remember when the area, the state of Connecticut, in its entirety, was without power for about 3 or 4 days? Our neck of the woods was without power for 10 or 11 days. Do you remember that storm?
I do remember that snow, right? So it can happen, but in all honesty, it's rare.
Okay, well, hopefully it's rare, because I'm not ready for it.
Yeah, neither am I. I don't want, I just don't want.
Right.
I don't. Yep.
Well, I don't know, Pat. I think we should end it on that note, and hopefully we won't have to worry about it.
That's a good idea. Let's end it on that note, and I'll see you tomorrow so we could wrap this whole thing up.
All right, Pat. Have a great day.
All right, you too, Marshall.
Take care. Pat
Bye-bye.
Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.